This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, my God. We're still talking about Pluribus. See, this was a mistake. I cannot believe that Fred watched Pluribus, but you said
the
that you watched
made
it
him.
Because your kids made you, right?
Yeah, they were in from out of town. My kids and my wife, Marie, had been watching it all along, and the final episode was coming up.
Right.
So I had to binge it in one day. 8 episodes, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So we could watch the final episode together.
You put the work in, Fred. I'm proud of you. That's good. Even though
you're
it's
dedicated
a very confusing
man,
show.
Fred.
Yeah, I like that. That was a family sacrifice that you made. Tim Murtaugh is with us. He writes for the Washington Times, founder and principal of Line Drive Public Affairs. Did you watch Pluribus, Tim, by any chance? Since that's the question this afternoon.
You know what? I gave it a shot. I watched about half of the first episode because I love the lead actress in Better Call Saul.
Ray Seahorn, yeah.
Ray Seahorn. But I got called away from it. I didn't dislike it. I just never went back to it. I'll give it another chance because I think she's great.
She is great, but it's an investment. It is a slog. And I love Vince Gilligan. I've been in on all his shows, and I'm in the camp that thinks that Better Call Saul was even better than Breaking Bad. So I'm a fan
Maybe
of this
so.
For sure. Yeah.
At the risk of staying away from politics talk here for a second, I just finished my first rewatch of Breaking Bad since the first time I saw it all, whatever, 10 years ago.
Yeah,
so I just recently, like last month, it holds up, man. That last, the second half of the final season of Breaking Bad is far and away the best television
oh, it's incredible.
Of all time.
It's incredible.
In my opinion.
So I've watched 3 television shows in entirety 2 times. Breaking Bad was one of them. Better Call Saul was another, and Mad Men was the third. And all outstanding, really good. Well, we could talk all day about this, but let's talk about Venezuela and some other things here, Tim. Let me start with that. I know you wrote a column that intrigued me about health care, and we have some things that kicked in, obviously, at the first of the year. But when it comes to everything and the reaction from what happened in Venezuela, I was off the grid last week because I took a little time off here during the holidays. So when I start getting text messages on Saturday morning, realizing that some things have changed, I was caught off guard. But what do you make of what happened in Venezuela and Maduro appearing in court today and the reaction on the part of the left?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, first, what happened in Venezuela and what President Trump and the United States military and Delta Force pulled off is really nothing short of a modern military and technological miracle. It really is amazing what they managed to do, to go into a heavily fortified and military base, go into the guy's mansion, snatch him, and get him and his wife out of there, and no Americans were killed. It's so amazing. It is good for America. That guy was a threat to this entire hemisphere. He was sending drug boats into the United States. He's been doing it for years. Democrats, they claim to care about the sanctity of elections. Well, this guy stole an election in plain sight. The guy got clobbered in his election. He lost by 4 million votes, and he did everything in his power to hold on to power illegally. The whole world knew that it was an illegal presidency down there. Donald Trump did everybody a favor, most of all, this country and the people of Venezuela. And the way that the Democrats have reacted to this is, one, predictable, and two, pathetic. They had Maduro as a number one enemy, public enemy, in this hemisphere when Joe Biden was president, and they wanted him gone. Biden even raised the bounty on his head to $25 million
right,
for information that led to his arrest and conviction. Well, Trump goes and arrests him, which Biden said, oh, we put up $25 million. Somebody needs to go arrest. Who did they think was going to arrest him? Somebody had to go do it.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Trump did.
Yeah.
So Trump did it. And now all the Democrats, led by this complete waste of space in the United States Senate, the most, I know others have other favorites, but I think the most odious member of the United
Chris
States
Murphy.
Senate is Chris
yes.
Murphy
oh,
from
no
Connecticut.
Doubt. He's my, the winner.
God,
he's, on, he's number so one bad. On my power rankings. I'll tell you that right now.
He was all over television talking about how Trump, during the first Trump term, talking about how Maduro is staying in power, proves that Trump is Putin's puppet. If he weren't under Putin's control, he would get rid of the guy. And now that Trump has done exactly that, he says, oh, it's illegal. You can't. This is, you know, it's just, they're not to be taken seriously. They well, just are not.
So and what it was interesting,
God.
What happened when all this started breaking and I'm waking up and I've got, you know, five kids in my basement that slept over with my daughter and I'm kind of groggy. So I should have gone to the Washington Times, but I was curious, Tim, and I went to the Washington Post and I opened up the Washington Post. They have this editorial on Saturday morning that heaps great praise on this operation, calling it a major victory for American interests, going on and on about how this was important, right? Now, they did say the question is what comes next, and they asked some questions about that, but what then brings the rest of the left, when the Washington Post and other people like John Fetterman, who said some things that make sense, to think that they have to oppose this? The only reason, it's clear, is because it's Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, and you have Axios has a story today that there's a lot of Democrats who are not brave enough to put their names on their quotes, but there are some moderate Democrats and Democrats that are in swing districts, and we don't have that many swing districts left in this country, but there are some. And these Democrats are like saying, hey, I wish my party wouldn't just reflexively oppose everything that Donald Trump does. You know, when there's a win for America, it's okay to say, yay, America.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's incredible. And so some of these Democrats are like, guys, it's okay to clap your hands when America wins. But the problem is, the insane radical base, the people who were, you saw marching in the streets yesterday in communist New York City, the people who marching in the streets, that's the Democrat base. And every Democrat office holder, whether they masquerade as a moderate or not, is scared to death of them. That's why every single member of Congress who has a D next to their name is completely indistinguishable in public statements and voting records from Bernie Sanders. You remember, in 2016 and 2020, the Democratic National Committee did everything in their power to keep the presidential nomination away from Bernie Sanders because he was viewed as too radically left. He was a socialist. They didn't want anything to do with him. They were horrified that he was on stage with all their candidates. They hated it. Does everybody remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's the conscience of the party now. That's how far left they've moved.
It's unbelievable. It really is. All right. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, though, Tim Murtaugh from Washington Times is here with us, is healthcare. So now the calendar is turned. We had this big argument during the shutdown. The Democrats didn't seem to take any victories out of that. But obviously, they feel pretty strongly that this issue of healthcare and these ACA subsidies increasing the cost to many Americans, even those Americans who can probably afford it, is a winning issue for the midterms, right? They're kind of banking on that heading into the rest of this political year. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I've seen a lot of polling, and a lot of people have too, public polling as well, that shows that voters are care about the price of things and affordability, that's the buzzword, and also the cost of health care. That's not surprising because very frequently economic issues do drive the conversation in campaigns. Well, let me tell you something. If there is going to be an election that is decided on the issues of the cost of things and the general health of the United States economy, there is no chance that Democrats should be able to win that argument against Republicans. The Republicans should never, ever lose an argument about the economy, not ever. That's my view. And so what the Democrats are doing, it's very important to remember, the Democrats are not fighting for health care. They're not defending people's health care. They're fighting for Obamacare. And that is a huge difference. Obamacare, as it currently stands, is nothing but a gigantic funnel which takes taxpayer dollars from Washington and funnels trillions of them directly to the giant health insurance companies. That's what's going on. That's what Democrats were fighting for. What they were battling over during that shutdown was sending tens or hundreds of billions of dollars right to places like United Health, which is the largest healthcare company in the world and the eighth largest company of any kind in the world, sending billions, even trillions over years. They got everything they wanted in Obamacare. They got everything they wanted in Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, and they want more. And to pay them back, you know what these health insurance companies are doing? They are underwriting Prop 50 in California, which is Gavin Newsom's plan to redraw the map and kick Republicans out of Congress in California. United Health and Shield of California are funding, donating money to the campaign to push Prop 50 and kick Republicans out of Congress. They're paying the Democrats back for funneling hundreds of billions, maybe even trillions of dollars to them through Obamacare.
Undercovered story for sure. But I'm also confused, Tim, because I was told very reliably more than a decade ago by Senator Claire McCaskill that it was going to lower everyone's premiums and this was going to save the health care system. I tried to convince her it would be a boondoggle, but who do you think was right in the end there? I don't think Senator McCaskill and those Democrats were right, but they're still trying to push this nonsense on the American people. Then the question becomes, can the Republicans take a hold of that issue and make it work for them?
Well, I think they can, but they do have to have an answer. Here's the problem. The Democrats, their answer to health care is government money. Just throw taxpayer money at it, and that solves everything. I mean, that's the way that their answer begins and ends with just throw money at it, right? That's it. And it's the same problem. It's why college tuition is so out of control. As soon as the federal government stepped in and said, we're going to guarantee all of these student loans and no student will ever default to you, university, that gave the universities carte blanche to charge whatever they wanted. And that's why tuition is sky high. That's exactly what's going on with healthcare. You've taught these insurance companies that the money spigot will never get turned off. So they keep raising rates and the Democrats just say, well, let's just give them more money and that'll be the subsidy. And that's what they were fighting for. Another payday for the insurance companies. And so, yes, Republicans, but the problem for Republicans is our answer is never going to be just throw taxpayer dollars at it. You know, that's so easy for the Democrats to do that. So we have to actually put together a really distinct and decent plan. It has to do with health savings accounts. President Trump is on board with not sending all this money directly to the insurance companies, the billions of dollars. Send it to people. To the people, so they can make their own health insurance companies. We need to have competition across state lines. We need to have small businesses be able to band together and achieve economies of scale in larger insurance pools that they don't currently have access to. There are a lot of different ways you can do this where the answer isn't simply, let's just throw money at it.
You know, what's frustrating, Tim, and you know this, is that many of us were talking about those other ideas back in 2009 and 2010. We talked about more of the free market solutions, and obviously those were rejected. Hey, thanks for coming on this afternoon. I love the energy. Happy New Year to you, Tim Murtaugh. Appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,